Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Maisros, and we are in the first parak Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And so the Mishnah begins, Ezu Gornon Lamaiser, what is considered the Goren Lamaiser. We identified the stages. Now we have to understand at what point the obligation is established. In other words, now we know what the fruits are supposed to look like, but what about things like when we're just having to walk around? So the answer is it's when it's the fruit is considered kavua lamaiser. It's established when it reaches the goren, and you can't even eat it temporarily as you're walking around and snacking. In other words, when something hits the stages we described the last 2 days, when you're picking things, you're allowed to eat it arai, temporarily, like sort of non-formally. Can't sell it, you can't work with it, but, you know, a little bit here, I'm walking along the road and I pick a berry, it's not an issue. But when we get to Goren Lamaiser, it's a little bit more strict. Once you take off the pikas, the outer bumps, right, the hairy growth, that means it's already Goren Lamaiser. And if you don't take it off, once you pile them up, that's considered a Goren Lamaiser. For a melon, once you get rid of the shellac, Mishei Shalik, it has a hairy growth known as shalik, and if you take it off, it's chayiv. Ve'ena mishalik ad shiyase mukta, and if you don't get rid of the shalik, you have to put it into a mukta. What's a mukta? So the Mishnah tells us that that's an area in a single layer where you've laid them together, right? Yerak hanegad mishiyago, vegetables that are put together into a bundle. Once you put them in a bundle, it's Goren Lamaiser. And if it's sold individually, until you fill it up in a vessel. And what if you don't fill up the whole basket? So the answer is, until you pick what you need. Kalkala, what about a basket? What if you do collect it in a basket? It's once it's covered. Until you fill the kli. And if you don't fill the container, it's until you collect all those things together. Now, what are we talking about that these things are establishing the Goren Lamaiser? We're talking about the situation where he carries it to the market. When you're eating it in your house, to keep it for yourself, until you get it over to your house, it's not going to be a major issue. Haperet batimukim, when we deal with dried pomegranate segments and raisins, bacharuvim and boksim mishiyamid arima, the goren is when you heap them in a pile. Habitzal mishayifakel, for onions, when you peel them, and if you're not going to remain them, if you're not peeling them, mishiyamid arima, once you start putting them into a pile. Hatvua mishayim areach, for grain, once you smooth down the pile, then you know that that's already a Goren Lamaiser. V'meino m'mareach, achi yamed arima, until you go ahead and you heap it into a pile. Hakitnis, what about the beans? Right? So the answer is mishay yichbor, when you sift them. V'meino kober, achi mareach, if you don't sift them, it's until you smooth it down, at that point it's chayav m'maiser. And afal pisha meirach, no tol min hakutayim, even though you smooth down the pile, you can take the stuff that's not threshed, right, uminat stadim from the sides, umimasha besochat heaven, or what's inside mixed in with the straw, those things are not considered established the ochel, and so he can eat that even though he hasn't set it aside for maaser. We'll stop here, but as a session, we will continue. Everybody have a fantastic day.